giving ourselves a bit of time to settle into an agreeable posture, a posture that cultivates ease, relaxation, a softness to it. Sitting, lying down, standing, whatever you need. As best we can, relaxing the body. And so just checking in from head to toe, areas of tension, and seeing if we can just release and let go. Perhaps letting the out-breath help us here. In the face and jaw and neck. And softening down through the arms to the fingertips. Let them lie heavy. And through the heart and the belly. Softening, relaxing. Down the length of the back, letting those shoulders drop without being slumped. Softening through the pelvic muscles. And down the legs to the toes. And then giving ourselves a little bit of soothing touch, wherever you like to do that. Forehead, cheek, chest, one or two hands. Belly, hand on the heart, hand on the belly, little squeeze, engaging with that, feeling the sensations of it, and letting the gesture be a nice reminder to take care of ourselves, to be gentle and kind. Even as we're aware of what may be unfolding in the moment, can we hold our experiences with kindness? Kindfulness and mindfulness go hand in hand. And then you might leave your hands in those spots throughout the practice, or placing them back in your lap, returning to soothing touch at any point that you feel the urge, the need, the desire. And with this friendly awareness, noticing that breathing is happening, allowing for some nice full breaths, breathing in fully and exhaling fully all through the body. Just let go, let go, let go. And again, letting go. And once more, full breath. Full letting go. And letting the breathing now subside and just be however it is. And yoking our awareness to the breathing as a way to come home into the present moment. Taking a little bit of time to really notice the in-breath. Notice the different sensations of the in-breath and how it makes you feel. That sense of uplift. And how it's energizing. A sense of expansion, spaciousness. Really feeling the nourishing effects of each in-breath. And bringing some gratitude for being breathed, how it's freely offered. Always available. Not worrying about the wandering mind. Yes, yes. Just notice and gently come back to feeling the in-breath in particular. This place to nourish ourselves and come home to the present moment. Grateful for that. Perhaps smiling into that gratitude for the in-breath. And then taking a little extra time to especially notice the out-breath and how it feels wherever you're noticing it. Possibly gently exaggerating or prolonging the out-breath so as to feel it a little more deeply. Noticing the multitude of sensations provided by the out-breath. Noticing that nice release that the out-breath has through the body, the muscles, the heart. How the out-breath naturally relaxes us. How we might feel this dropping away of our cares and a grounding more deeply in the body with each out-breath. Landing again and again in the body through the out-breath. And really appreciating how soothing the out-breath is. A natural way to soothe ourselves just by paying attention to the out-breath. A smile of gratitude for the out-breath and all it gives us. And then in the silence, continuing to practice feeling breathing in and breathing out, nourishing and soothing with gratitude. Being kind to ourselves as the mind wanders, just like a puppy wanders or a little child. We don't beat the puppy or the child. We don't yell at them. They're there. Just come back here to be nourished and soothed. Come home. And if it feels like it might bring more nourishment and ease and enjoyment of the breathing, letting the awareness expand around the breathing to take in the body, breath and body all together. Feeling the breathing like the movements of the ocean, rising and falling. An ocean of compassion. Being internally compressed, caressed by the breathing, internally caressed by the breathing, definitely not compressed, caressed. And in these last few minutes, giving ourselves soothing touch again. As a gesture to come out of the practice with kindness. Kindness, kindfulness, mindfulness, as best we can. The breath is always with us. May we all be gratefully with the breath. Appreciating benefits from this time of practice. And a little dedication to take them into the next few moments in our time together. Grateful for this tender breath that supports us.